99.5 The River. Good morning. It's Kevin and Shanna. Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Partly cloudy for the day today and a high of 85.
I think this is so cool. Independent helicopters. We have Heather in right now. She is the owner and she flies the planes. She's just a boss. I need to ask you, what made you be like, you know what? I think I want to fly helicopters for the rest of my life. Like, what made you think that?
Everyone always asks me that question. And it's funny because I traveled a lot when I was done with college. And I was like, oh, this would be cool. I'll go travel. Fell in love with flying right then and there. And so I had moved to California. I'm originally from Niskayuna. And when I got out there, I took a class for, you know, flying airplanes. And the airplanes kind of were boring. And the instructor I had, she's like, you should really check out helicopters. I'm like, okay, cool. Free helicopter ride. I went for my ride. And that was it. Hooked instantly after one helicopter ride.
Wow. Have you ever like gotten nauseous or anything like going up in them, or you look down and you're like, oh my God, we're high?
So you know what's ironic is I'm actually afraid of heights. I can't go on a ladder. I'm serious. Yeah, people think I'm crazy.
Yes, on a roof. I now do as well.
Yeah, and I freak out because I'm afraid of heights. Yeah, so when I climb up on the helicopter to check stuff, I'm like gripping onto it for dear life. But when I sit in it and I have my seatbelt on, I'm totally fine. So I can have the door off. I can look down. No big deal.
Oh,
but
my God.
Yeah,
wow.
Totally afraid of heights.
Wow. Well, yeah, because you're controlling it. It's not like someone else is controlling it, too. So you're like, all right, let's do this.
Yep, totally easy at that point.
So Independent Helicopters is doing some fun stuff throughout the racing season up at Saratoga. And I mean, it's so jam-packed with tourists and stuff. This is just a great idea at Saratoga National.
So every Friday night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., we're doing helicopter tours out of Prime at Saratoga National. So we go over the downtown Saratoga area, the racetrack. You can see SPAC and all the other museums and things that are there, and Saratoga Lake. And then we come back in. So three people at a time go for a ride. It's between 10 and 15 minutes. It's a great way to see the area.
Now, is there like a weight limit or something with the helicopters? Because I've seen stuff before, like must not exceed blah, 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 blah. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, yes. And I hate having to ask people how much they weigh. It's a really uncomfortable question. But typically, it's 300 pounds per seat or a max of 700 for all three people.
Okay.
Besides you, because you're flying the plane and you're very small anyways. I think you weigh like 15 pounds. No, I'm just kidding.
So, I think you and I weigh about the same. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
So, but you fly right out of Prime?
Yeah.
Like the helicopters are right there ready to go.
We land right next to the driving range and we take off from there. So people can have dinner and then a cocktail if they're uncomfortable flying. And then they come out and they jump
or
in
four.
Is that okay? Like, are you like, it's like if you go to get a tattoo, they're like, don't drink beforehand. But with you, you're like, drink all you want. Let's get crazy.
You can have a drink or two. You should not be intoxicated when you jump on the helicopter.
Because you might get a little nauseous.
Well, not only that, drunk people are really annoying in the helicopter. They scream.
I agree.
Yes, small quarters. You don't want that.
No.
So let's talk about that nausea thing for a moment, because I am a thrill ride junkie, but over the years, I've started to get more nauseous, and now I have a hard time. Like, if I did a quarter turn in my chair, I'd be nauseous. So, and our sales guy, Alan, said, no, it's so smooth.
Yeah.
Talk to me about it.
Well, Alan's been up with me, so he knows. But it's funny. I have a friend who's actually very motion sickness prone, and she's like, I don't want to ride. I said, just come for a ride. So she came for a ride. No drama, no nothing. She was totally fine. I can make it a more exciting ride and get you nauseous if you want.
I don't want it,
but
no.
I don't have to. I can make it a really smooth. It's actually a lot smoother than a small airplane.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not as bumpy. It handles turbulence completely differently.
Okay.
That's so exciting. What do you say we do something fun this Friday? We invite some listeners to take a ride with us. Would you be up for that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool.
You so, do it? All right.
Yeah. I can do it. It's you that I'm worried about.
I know. I'm worried about myself.
So, what you're saying is I would go up with two people, you go up with two people.
Yeah, let's do that. So we'll get two pairs of winners right now.
Okay.
And on Friday, clear your calendar. Maybe you've already got plans to be up there anyway. We'll take a trip with Heather. We'll fly over SPAC. We'll see some really cool stuff, and we'll see if Kev throws up.
All right. Okay, that sounds really appealing.
That sounds like a great time. No, we'll leave that part out.
7830995. We'll take what callers?
Let's go with 7 and 8.
7 and 8
callers.
Okay.
And you guys, what we'll do is a pair will come with me. A pair will go with Shannon. We'll fly around this Friday night.
Heather will be flying, not us.
No.
To make you feel better out there. 7830995.
Heather, who is afraid of heights, will be flying.
As ironic as that is.
Yes.
that's what shows. If she can do it, then we all can do
exactly.
It, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
Heather from Independent Helicopters, thank you for stopping by.
Thank
it was
you.
A lot of fun to talk to you, and I can't wait for Friday night.
It'll be fun.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
7830995. Caller 7 and 8. Call now. Good luck.